two doors down.
That's great.
We live here, my live here, my grandmother live here. So I kept that path hot, you know, going back and forth. And but in 1943, the fellow that lived right beside us was named William, and William was owned a pretty big landowner. And my father bought a little three-room house and 7 acres from William for $650.
Wow.
Now, and what I think what hastened this is that he had three children, and they were getting down to drafting men with three children. So he was making ready for that, so we'd have a place to live without renting while he's gone off World War II. So he got his draft notice, and he decided he didn't want to be in the Army. He'd join the Navy. So in September 43, he left. In the meantime, we'd moved into this little three-room house down at the end of and there's an old saying that if a house was in bad shape, you can throw a cat through the wall anywhere you want to sail it, you know?
Oh, gosh.
And this pretty well fit that picture. It was an old house. Had a kitchen and a room with a place for a heater, and then a little room, and all of us kids slept in that little room. And there was an outhouse. And just to the left of the outhouse was a peach tree. And that's where the switches came from.
Uh-oh.
Peach tree, yeah. The path to the peach tree was almost as well worn as the path to the outhouse.
So you're saying you were a troublemaker?
No, well.
It's being a boy, right?
Being a boy, yeah. And having to live with two sisters, you know, that's
exactly.
Tough. And another thing I remember that is there had been some linoleum floor covering on the kitchen floor, but it had been there so long that you could see the grain of the wood. It had taken the shape of the grain of the wood.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I remember having to help scrub that and, you know, keep that all like it should be. But we did have water in the house. We didn't have to depend on a well, so we didn't have hot water, but we had water and a wood stove. I had to cut the firewood for the stove for all the cooking.
How did you get your heat?
From that kitchen stove and a little coal heater in that other room, a little two-eyed coal heater that you could, you know, coal scuttle, you know, bring it in, throw a few chunks of coal in there, and keep it going all the time.
So you had yourself a set of chores growing up that you always had to do, like chopping wood and things like that?
Yes. When I was old enough, I don't remember having to do anything or being asked to do anything, you know, that I didn't feel like I could do.
Now what sort of chores did
I had to take out the garbage. I had to keep the coal scuttle full, and I had to keep the wood for the kitchen stove cut. But you could buy slabs from the sawmill and what they call strips, which were part of a slab. So it was not like you were having to go into the woods and find a tree and cut it down and, you know, do all that. It was not that intensive or that hard to do.